God be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Tom Alstrom. I'm one of the directors here in the village, and I'll be leading worship tonight. Every day at 2 o'clock, I'm an easy guy to find. I am always in Koinonia doing orientation. It's a job that I really, really enjoy. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to give the village away every day. This place that was originally a gift, that has been sustained by the gifts of so many different people for almost 50 years, and that exists to celebrate the unconditional love of God displayed on the cross of Jesus Christ. And in a lot of ways, I am one of the people getting oriented when I do orientation, because it's a reminder to me of what it is, in part, that Holden is all about. No matter how crazy things may be in my emotional life or in the office or in the work world or whatever else is going on at Holden Village, it's this half an hour every day when I get to be regrounded and go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why we are all in this ministry and mission together. Now, if you do something like that day in and day out, you get pretty good at reading a room after 4 years. And you also get pretty good at answering the questions that come up at orientation. Now, I could put together for you a list of 10 things that are the most frequently asked questions at orientation, but I'm just going to limit it to 5. Question number 1. Can we drink the water out of the tap? Answer, yes. It's good for you. It's really pure. Enjoy that. 2. Has anyone ever told you that you look like David Letterman? 3. Have you ever thought of putting solar panels on those lodges? Because then in the winter, you could store that in batteries and you'd have lots of power. Yes, we have a science and tech committee made up of Sharpies who have thought about that. But you know, it's this sun problem. We don't get any of that in the winter. Does Koinonia have a bathroom? Well, no, I'm sorry, but if you go out the door and go around behind the pot shop, there's a 3-seater back there, and, you know, you'll find it. It's right down there by the kiln. Bad director. Bad, bad, bad. Don't you get bored watching that orientation video every single day? And the truth is, no, I don't. And you're going to find out why I don't later. All of these questions can be easily satisfied, but there is one question that comes up very frequently that I don't have an answer for. Although that question takes many, many forms, it goes something like this. Is it hard for you to live in a place where you're always having to say goodbye? What's that like for you? And what is it with all this business each day when the bus departs? What's that all about? Why do you put yourself through that? And all that waving and crying? Really, I mean, most people figure out after one attempt that spitting in the wind doesn't work. Or that sawing off the branch that you're sitting on isn't a good idea. Or poking a screwdriver into an electrical outlet isn't going to be fun. So why do you put yourself through this departure thing that you do here? Is it hard for you to live in a place where you are always saying goodbye? And I always answer this question the same way. Yes, well, it is. But it's also a gift. A gift that points to something larger than our emotional sense of loss as we watch people we love depart in those yellow buses. As we gather each day in the street in front of Koinonia to wave goodbye until the bus travels around the corner and out of sight. When we do that, I think we learn something new about the kingdom of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, especially the second half of the 13th chapter, Jesus repeatedly tells what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. The kingdom of God is like a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. The kingdom of God is like a treasure hidden in a field. And again, the kingdom of God is like a net thrown into the sea, which catches fish of every kind. Perhaps the kingdom of God is also like friends and strangers, people who have just arrived at Holden for the first time today, and people who have lived at Holden for years, gathering on a dusty street, laughing and crying and waving goodbye. I find myself often at that departure moment, watching the people waving as much as I do the people who are leaving. And that scene reminds me of these lines from the first letter of John, 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. So that we might live through him. I can't claim to understand all of what that means. I do understand that it's a gift that I have not yet finished unwrapping. I also believe that the net effect of this gospel message, this gift, should be to make us view this life, this world, which God so loves, with renewed fervor and gratitude. It should remind us that we only have today to love one another. We only have today to love the stranger, the lost, and the broken. It should remind us that where there are hurts in our lives right now, God understands them and came to make them better in the end. Where there is trauma, tragedy, and sorrows, Jesus' life and cross reminds us that all these things have, can, and will be addressed by our Savior. And it must also remind us that where there is beauty and joy in our lives right now, these are not passing things, but eternal things. God's gift, a token for all that God wants for us in eternity too. Many years ago, there were signs on each one of Holden's yellow buses. It was up front, about this big, right to the right of the right front window. And you could read it as you were arriving or leaving. And this is what it said. The ride up is free. The ride down is costly. Walk around that idea a little while and see what it might reveal to you. So maybe there is more than one orientation every day at Holden Village. Perhaps the departure of the bus tells us something also about love, our neighbor, and the needs of the world that it carries us out into. And let me say this. Where's Eric? As for me and my house, Cliff and Dorothy, do you still have that little stained glass window? Can I have that? He's never going to appreciate it. You know, you don't have to commit in front of 300 people. Okay, just think on it. Sorry for the in-joke, but that was part of Sunday's sermon. Where was I? And as for me and my house, I will continue to do orientation here at Holden Village. And as for you, Pastor Eric Holland, as the song says, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places. More specifically, each day in Koinonia shortly after 2 p.m. Because as you might remember, you are in the orientation video. And now I will tell you why I don't get tired of watching it. There's a clip from one of your sermons in that video from about 2.5 years ago. And this is what that says. It's one sentence. As the scriptures are opened and the bread is broken, do not the promises of God sink into our hearts, turning our sorrows and our burdens into thanksgiving and hope and joy. This is most certainly true. Praise be. We'll sing hymn number 840.
Tonight, as we are gathered together, we also wish to say farewell to two friends with whom we have shared life together in this place. Eric Holland has been our village pastor for the past 3 years, and Daniel Holmgren has been our staff coordinator also for the past 3 years. I will say a blessing, and we will conclude with a Holden prayer. This can be found in the back inside cover of the ELW. Eric and Daniel, please come forward. I also invite anyone who would like to gather around and lay hands on Eric and Daniel to come forward. As you leave the village after serving faithfully and well, we wish to send you off with a blessing and a gift, as you have been both blessing and gift to this village. Eric and Daniel, children of God, brothers in life and faith. Thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to share with us life in this place. May God bless you and keep you as you continue on your journey, wherever it may lead. These candles are a small token of our deep appreciation for all that you have brought to the village. Receive them as a sign of the light that you carry within you and as a reminder of your time in Holden in such settings as prayer around the cross. May your light continue to shine wherever you may go. Eric and Daniel, you are in our thoughts and prayers, and you will remain in our hearts. We now send you out with the Holden prayer. Let us pray. O God,
you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Go in peace with good courage to serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.